An Emotional Affair, Volume 1, Part 11. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. Scatters. I know you want me, you know I want ya. Pitbull's song bled on the stereo as a car engine started, indicating the radio channel Danny's driver had been listening to before he had picked up Danny and Lola. Please can you change the channel? Lola asked, feeling rather uncomfortable. And turn down the volume. She didn't want to look at Danny. She knew he was looking at her. Danny tried hard to hide his amusement. But when his driver tuned into another station and Boyz II Men's song, I'll Make Love to You, came on instead, he couldn't hold back a chuckle. No, not this one, Lola said impatiently. She folded her arms across her chest and gave Danny a stern look for finding it funny. Danny's driver, Ahmed, didn't understand what was wrong with the last channel he had chosen. He tried another one, known for playing classic love songs. Joe's voice came through the stereo as it sang All the Things Your Man Won't Do. Please, just turn off the radio, Lola said finally with exasperation. Hey, I was enjoying that, Danny protested in amusement. He looked at Lola's expression and couldn't help laughing. She didn't find it funny. It seems it's written in the stars for us tonight. When she didn't respond, hey, where's your sense of humor? Even professionals can enjoy a laugh, you know. Lola looked away to hide the smile that was creeping on her face. Oh, there it is, the smile I love so much, Danny said, reaching out to touch her dimpled cheeks, which gave away the smile she was trying to hide. Lola jumped at his touch and turned to face him, forcing a stern look. I've warned you already. What are you going to do? Call the police because I touched your cheek? Mr. Akune, I am a professional on a business trip. I don't need you hitting on me. Like the song said, I know you want me, and you know I want you. Why the act? You have no idea what I want, Lola objected. Okay, so tell me, Danny said, his eyes fixated on Lola's lips. Tell me that you don't find me attractive, that you didn't want to kiss me back there in the room. Lola blushed with embarrassment. How did he know? She wanted to deny it, but she was a terrible liar. I love my husband, and that's all you need to know. Ahmed looked at Lola curiously through the rearview mirror, surprised at that new information. He quickly averted his eyes to face his front when he received a stern look of warning from Danny. Does he know that you want me? Danny asked Lola boldly. Lola's heart was pounding in her chest. Why did he keep saying she wanted him? She needed to get out of the car. You will never know, she replied at last, sounding quite unsure of herself. Just like I suspected, you haven't told him. I don't think your sexual harassment lawsuit will hold much water if you're harboring feelings for me. Danny's gaze was intent and daring. Are you calling my bluff? I have enough money to wager on it. Your case won't get to court. Why did he have to be so confident? Just ignore him. He's winding you up on purpose. Lola turned her back on Danny, feeling she had lost the battle before it had even begun. He can see right through me. Danny smiled to himself. Well tackled, he thought. She was going to be putty in his hands. Don't worry, Lily, he said as he slid his hand gently over hers, sending tingling sensations through her body. I won't kiss you until you really want me to. Just relax. You don't have to be afraid of me. Lola swallowed hard. She was in trouble. She withdrew her hand and put it between her thighs. She closed her eyes in silent, desperate prayer and was comforted when she remembered the scripture. There have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Ahmed parked the car across from one of the five properties they came to view and announced their arrival at their destination. We're here, Danny said to a distant Lola, and got out of the car to meet the contractors at the site. Lola took her time to get out of the car. She couldn't look at Danny, who had stripped her bare in his car. Why hadn't she just lied and said she had no feelings for him whatsoever? Wouldn't that have been better than admitting through silence and avoidance that she was hot for him? And really, what was so hot about him? Oh, don't go there. Yes, his appeal was undeniable. Even he knew it too. He probably had lots of women throwing themselves at him. But his arrogance was maddening. though it was not enough to stop her desiring him in a way she knew she should not and would not be able to find relief. He was not even on the menu for her. How could she unsee what she had seen and unadmit what she had confessed to herself? How could she return to a place of safety where he would be no more tempting than a pile of cow dung? The solution to her emotional dilemma evaded her. She would just have to lift her head up high, above the shame of her attraction to him, and fast. It's not everything you desire you must consume, Lola reasoned. So Lola adopted the mentality of fasting to help her cope with her situation. Rather than dwell on her feelings, nor fixate upon the object of her desire, she would focus rather on what is good and true and pure, just as the scriptures say in Philippians 4, verse 8. She would deny herself her not-so-secret longings. So help her God. With her mind set on a new plan of action, Lola left the car with dignity and handled her work at the site professionally. Danny's properties were just 5 in a big estate of over 36 properties. Each house was different, and one was a bungalow. Lola particularly liked the bungalow, which had 4 ensuite bedrooms and 2 living areas. As usual, she took pictures and made notes, checking with Danny about his preferences and ignoring his attempts to flirt. After about an hour, she was done looking at all the properties, but Danny still had some business to discuss with the contractors. So at 3 p.m., they were still at the site and Lola's tummy was growling again. At about 3:15, Danny met Lola at the car and apologized for the delay. He heard the gentle rumble of her stomach and giggled. "I guess you're ready for a nice lunch now." Lola nodded. Her embarrassment was unending today. "You're so adorable when you blush. Do you know that?" Danny asked, drawing close to Lola. Lola slid from his reach in one smooth move. "Thank you," she said calmly. Danny observed the difference in her composure, but didn't understand what was going on. "She's still playing hard to get, eh?" He was a patient man, so he took it in his stride. They got in the car and Ahmed started the engine. Only Port Harcourt left to go now, Lola thought, feeling good about how she had redeemed the situation. On the journey back, Lola sent Bolu a message to say that she had seen the properties now and were heading back to the hotel. The message did not appear to have been delivered. It must have been a network issue. She had hoped he would have responded quickly so that they could have an engaging conversation and she wouldn't have to endure Danny's company. Danny also responded to messages on his phone. At times, his eyes lit up when he responded to a few messages, and he would occasionally chuckle to himself. Lola wanted to know who he was chatting with that made him so cheerful. Could it be that he was toasting another woman while trying to get her in bed, with her right next to him? Why should she be so surprised at that possibility? It wasn't like she was giving him the green light, so he's got to get his somehow. They drove the whole journey back in silence, and Lola realized that she didn't like to be ignored. She was strangely jealous of the imaginary women at the other end of the mobile connection, though she had the benefit of enjoying his real presence. Then she wondered if this was intentional, if he was ignoring her and paying so much attention to the other ladies to get her jealous. Well, she didn't care, she told herself. She had her man. Except, of course, he was not available for an engaging conversation that should have made Danny jealous instead of her. Danny knew that Lola was looking at him. He could sense her curiosity and jealousy, and it pleased him. He had responded to his usual women and had been bored with it 15 minutes ago, but kept it up for the satisfaction of making Lola writhe with jealousy. He had even started a few conversations with his male friends just to keep up the charade that his conversations were endless. He knew that there was nothing like jealousy to make a woman stop playing hard to get. And the chuckles, some were real, but most were staged. He really could have been quite successful as an actor, he thought. Danny didn't take Lola back to the hotel. He took her to a restaurant for a late meal instead. They arrived at about 4 p.m. due to some traffic, and by then, Lola had no more strength to protest. He continued the charade of conversations while Lola kept herself busy with the menu, napkins, wall decorations, until she had to admit to herself that she didn't like the ignore Lola game. "This is a nice place," she said at last. Danny looked up at her and smiled. "Yes, it's one of my favorites." He continued to respond to messages on his phone. "You know it's rude to do that at dinner." Lola asked, after giving in to the temptation to say something. I thought that was only applicable on dates. My bad, Danny said, putting his phone away and focusing on his prize. Was she done playing games now? I think it's rude in any circumstance when you have company, Lola said. Good, I agree, Danny grinned at Lola. So how are you doing? Lola smiled at his question despite herself. She continued to smile as they talked about this and that, even as they began to joke like they had done before. Danny didn't taunt her with her feelings for him, and he didn't act outrageously flirtatious towards her. They were like friends again, who enjoyed each other's company, and it all seemed so simple. Before long, they both forgot about their phones and that other people existed in the world, as they were wrapped up in their own world. They thoroughly enjoyed their late meal together, and other diners often turned to look at them as they would laugh out loud at each other's stories. Danny suggested a pool bar they could go to for a few games before heading back to the hotel, and Lola offered no resistance. She had always been curious about that game and was interested in learning. At the pool bar, Lola showed that she was a quick learner and gave Danny a good run for his money. She really enjoyed the game and decided it was her favorite game ever. Danny was delighted with the outcome of the evening. He had even managed some safe touches, which did not provoke a negative reaction from Lola. She had easily adapted her personal space to include him, and even liked his occasional rub on her back whenever she potted a ball. At 9 p.m., they arrived back at the hotel. Lola realized that she wasn't ready to call it a night, but reluctantly did, because it was the right thing for a married woman to do. Danny walked her to her room and gave her a soft kiss goodnight on her forehead. He didn't want to hasten the process. It might end up sabotaging the whole plan. He would wait, like he had said, until she really wanted the kiss. To be concluded.